It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
When you're drinking a frozen beverage from McDonald's, your brain may not like how refreshingly cold it is, but the rest of your body, oh yes, it's gonna relish every moment of it because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Get all the chill you need for just $1.69 from any size frozen drink, like a frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry, to a new ice cold lemonade. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to MGP 469. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 We also have to say nice, as it's 469.
I nearly did.
Yeah, I think we probably... Somebody has to just go, nice, or else you're not doing the internet right. There you go. Good work, sheepdog. Oh, goodness me. How are we all on this fine bank holiday weekend?
I am knackered.
I'm not knackered. I'm the opposite.
It's supposed to be a rest day, and I got woke up this morning before 8 a.m. after going to bed. I went to bed at like 2:30 because I thought bank holiday, you know, Good Friday. It's going to be a good Friday for me. I'm not going to get up. And then,
that'd be a terrible Friday. I'm not getting up tomorrow. This is it.
At the end. But my son came in.
I'll be back on Monday.
Comes into our room. And I don't know what he was doing. He basically, I was laying there asleep, and the next thing I know, he'd ripped the curtain rail off the wall, and I just don't know what happened. And he was like, I was trying to shut the curtains. And I was like, they were already shut, because it's not even 8 a.m. in the morning on a bank holiday weekend. I don't know what he was doing with the curtains. He just was playing with them, but he just pulled the whole thing clean off the wall, maybe jump a mile. It's just in the room now. It's just there. I'm not putting it back up anytime soon.
Sheepdog, we are aware these are the ones that you put up, aren't they?
No,
oh,
Mrs.
God,
Sheepdog,
did you do some DIY?
No, I put the blinds up. They're still up. Mrs. Sheepdog put the pole up, the curtain pole. I realised that sounded a bit off. And yeah, so I lay there then just looking at it thinking, I ain't putting that back up today. It's Good Friday. I'm not putting that back up. Today's supposed to be a day of rest. But I couldn't get back to sleep then. I didn't even take my mask off. I lay there with my mask on for 4 hours.
All the sunlight coming through the window would have stopped you getting back to sleep.
Well, yeah.
If you'd have put the curtain rail back up.
But I lay there until 12:30, still masked, still with air being pushed into my face. I was like, I'm not getting up. I plan to be here all morning. I plan to not get up today. And my wife just kind of got ready. Around
I refuse to breathe for myself just yet.
honest to God, I noticed like 3 hours in, and I was like, oh, I think I took it off probably about 12-ish. So it was like, I just was sat there. And I said, why am I still wearing it? I was like, moving it out of my way so I could read my phone, and then thought, I don't need this on. I can breathe on my own. But yeah, it's the first time in a long time. I saw you tweet about how you have to keep rearranging yours in the night. I didn't actually have to rearrange mine last night.
Well, it's not that. It's that sleeping, Kev, is a nightmare because he's figured out how to do magnets. So every now and again, I'll wake up in the night and it will just be off neatly on the floor. Where clearly, sleeping Kev's got his finger under the magnets again, pulled it off and tidily put it away. It's like, yep, don't need this. He'll never know. He's asleep. I'm having this off. This is going on the floor. And then I wake up and I'll think, hang on. I'm supposed to have something on my face here, and I put it back on, and I go back to sleep. So sleeping Kev, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's out doing stuff and forgets to put it back on, or if he's just decided to mess with me.
He's secretly Moon Knight. I don't know if you watched it.
Maybe I don't have sleep apnea at all. Maybe the reason it appears I'm not breathing in my sleep is because I'm not usually there. And the things I just disappear for 25 minutes an hour fighting crimes.
You're there wondering why your heart rate goes nuts at 3 a.m. and it's because you're actually just decking a load of brutes out in town. You're just solving crime.
Yeah. But it is something of a problem. Someone suggested something really terrifying on Twitter as well, which is like, I didn't even have the heart to reply. So if this person is listening, I didn't reply because I think you're mental and I don't know how to reply to it. But they said, I had an operation on my head, which I couldn't touch in my sleep, but I kept touching it. So what I did is I took a necktie, put it under my body, tied it to both of my hands so I couldn't get my hands up to my face. I thought, well, it is a solution.
It is.
But I don't know that I want to be tying myself up in bed so I can't reach my face because, you know, there's always the chance that the mask will malfunction and start sucking out. And it's like, I've got to get this off or I'm going to explode. It's going to take my lungs. And I need to be able to get it off quickly. I don't want to be lying there awake, tied up, screaming for Anna. No one can hear me because the mask is sucking. And I'm like, I feel, I don't want to die that way. So like, no, I'm not going to tie myself up.
Theirs was more life and death. They didn't want to accidentally scoop their own brain out in their sleep. Whereas yours is just... I mean, magnets. Mine doesn't have magnets. Mine has like these weird Velcro straps that are kind of...
Because we've established yours is from the Dark Ages and mine is a modern one.
I'm tempted to ring him and
say... With these new inventions, magnets.
Might ring him and say, why on earth are you treating that man?
It's, there's a quick release system, basically. So the straps around my head do it with Velcro. This is a very niche conversation for anyone who's interested in sleep apnea equipment. But we are.
Yeah.
It's got mature in the title, for goodness sake. Half of you have got these. But the bit on the... You can basically quick release it with a magnet. So you just pull the magnet off and it quick releases so that in an emergency, I can get it off nice and fast.
Immortals.
I don't know what emergency would need me to get it off really quickly, but sleeping Kev's mastered it.
More tales of my son going through a weird phase. I could have done with that recently because I jumped out of bed forgetting I had the mask on because he got up and walked into Ollie's room, just started screaming like he was being murdered in his sleep. And he didn't know anything about it. The next morning, he was just like, I don't remember any of that. He was just like, ah! And we both leapt out of bed thinking, what on earth is happening? But I was obviously attached to the wall still, so I fell straight down. I stopped in place, like, ah! I've just made a big mess while Mrs. Sheepdog went and dealt with the screaming. And then, I'll admit, because she went in the room, I heard her talking, I just got back into bed. And then half an hour later, it was like, what happened? Why was he screaming? Like, muffled through my mask because I just thought it was still on. It's a great excuse not to get involved in anything. But he was fine. He just had some sort of weird nightmare and decided to go walking around the house screaming. It was like a horror film. It was, I don't know, he's just going through some weird, I don't know. I wonder what he's going to do tomorrow. Maybe he is just going through film genres and he'll just start bleep blooping like a robot one day.
I mean, that's exactly the kind of thought process I have about sleeping Kev. I wonder what he's going to do tomorrow. Anna gets her sleeping mask soon. I'm wondering if he's going to do it to her as well. If I'll just wake up in the night and we'll both have our masks off because sleeping Kev's fiddling with the magnets again. I suspect it's just his thing. He likes messing with magnets. Might have to glue it on. He loves them. I don't know what it is. It's so neatly put on the floor. It's not like it's just fallen off. It is neatly put away. I don't know what he's doing. He's a maniac. Oh, my goodness. Moon Kev. That's what we'll call him. which incidentally is a character on my stream sometimes.
That's so
when
bizarre.
The doorbell rings.
Because I've got Sun Sheepdog on my stream now. So continuing
there you
the
go.
Old
once
opposition.
Again. Yeah, once again, we're proving that I am the greatest.
I think the
moon
sun.
Everyone knows moon is better than sun.
I mean, the sun's one day going to consume the moon.
The moon's nearer, isn't it? Have you ever been?
Consume you.
I could one day go to the moon. You ain't going to the sun.
I mean, their offices are not far from my office at work, so I could. But I think one day man might land on the sun.
What?
Yeah, but you are not that man.
I mean, Thunderbirds did a whole thing about firing a rocket through it. It was a great episode. They're planning on actually doing that in real life, or may have already done it. I don't know. But they were planning on, like, firing a rocket.
Why?
Like, It's
the source of life in the universe. Let's bomb it and see what happens.
No, I mean, I think the plan was to like fire this thing through it that collects up part of it and comes out the other side with part of the sun, and then you bring that back and, I don't know, look at it. But it is a bit worrying to think they'd bring a part of the sun to Earth and everyone would feel a bit hot.
It would be hot. That's perhaps what global warming is. Perhaps it's already on its way.
Maybe. But you could store it on the moon, give the moon something to be less pointless about. I mean...
The moon's not pointless. The moon is great.
What's it do other than control the tides?
Jeez.
Yeah, fair enough.
There we go. Pabby, yeah. You need to get yourself one of these masks so you're as cool as we are.
I don't want a mask.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I want to know if sleeping Pab's a rascal.
Yeah, I'm the one that's the problem with me sleep that takes pictures of people. I'm the problem.
I suspected you might be. So video game news before we get into video games. I probably should have mentioned this last week. I am a creator person at Insomnia Festival this weekend as the podcast is coming out, so if you're listening to this on your way to Insomnia on the Saturday, my face is on the thing. I'm on the guest list. Come and find me in the Creator Tavern. Almost certainly you're listening to this on the way home because the podcast comes out at 10. The show starts at 10. So on the very off chance you're running a little bit late and you're going to insomnia, come and find me. Definitely should have mentioned it last week. But I will be reviewing it in great detail next week, telling you about the first gaming event that I've been to this year. In fact, the first Insomnia since pre the kerfuffle. This is the first one in several years. So exciting times. Just looking through the games that are there because nothing like this has been on for the last however many years. We all know what an absolute disaster EGX was last year. So I'm just looking through the game list for Insomnia. They've got such up-and-coming titles as Forza Horizon 5, Halo Infinite, Pokemon Legends Arceus, Among Us, Back for Blood, It Takes Two. So, I'm going to play some games this weekend,
everything
kids.
That's already out.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we've talked about that before. Insomnia does kind of have more of an excuse because Insomnia never was a show that was about selling games to you. It was always more about going and playing games with people and doing the bring your own computer thing and it being a big meetup. So, Insomnia has more of an excuse, but games conventions in general these days are very much all about selling you what's already out rather than telling you what's coming, aren't they? I'm looking through this list. There are no upcoming games listed on here. Oh, in fact, no. Horizon Forbidden West. Is that out
already
now?
Out.
Is that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is out, is it? Star Wars. Lego Star Wars. That's
out.
Only just out.
Last week.
It's only just out, though. Yeah, this is every single game on this list is already out. But, I mean, what could they show that's on its way? Exactly. So we'll let them off.
Saints Row.
Well, that's imminent, is it? Like
no.
In the next
August.
6 weeks or so.
August.
Yeah, see, that's too far away. That's not playable yet, is it?
It's not out
could
yet.
They, so, I guess they don't have a Nintendo thing there. They could have had Switch Sports there, could they? In theory, that's coming out soon.
Oh, God, that's out in a couple of days, isn't it?
It doesn't look like they've got a Nintendo thing there. I'm just having a look
Pokemon,
at the indie games
so that's
list.
That's what made
just
me wonder, but that could just be that they've got the Pokemon company as a.
I mean, it does say there's a Nintendo Switch thing. They've got Pokemon, Kirby, Mario Kart, Mario Party Superstars are the four games listed on the Nintendo bit.
Kirby's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, there might be some extra stuff there. Who knows? But I'm not really, you know, I mean, I don't go to these events to play the games anyway. I'm going to go there to spend loads of money and soak in the atmosphere. And I've even charged up my vlogging camera. So I'm going to go out there and do a secret vlog and hope nobody notices. I'm not going to call it a vlog. It's going to be an Insomnia documentary that will be coming out on my channel at some point next week. Just so nobody thinks. Or, as editor Chris has suggested, don't even put Insomnia in the title. Just call this video The Vlog Is Back just to get 100,000 views on it and then make it about Insomnia. So I might go with his suggestion. If I do that, blame Chris. It was not my fault. Blame Chris. He can take all the heat for that. That was on him.
Every time you say it's not coming back, we know there's going to be a vlog within the month. So this would be quite on brand for you.
Well, I was just looking through the content planner And I said this on stream the other day and immediately got stop talking from Chris in the chat. There's probably about 30 vlogs scheduled for the next few months through Disney and Center Parks and TwitchCon and Comic-Con and Insomnia and Pokemon World Championships, Summer in the City, the UK Games Festival thing.
Literally, again.
There's a vlog. There's like a vlog every week between now and November, but nobody's allowed to know. I'm so glad nobody listens to this podcast. There's so little crossover between podcast listeners and vlog channel viewers that I really don't think we need to worry. And let's face it, this lot listening now, they ain't the problem. They'll be like, oh, cool, there'll be some videos. They're not going to go demand that I... Oh, God, let's not get into it. I'm going to get on my rant.
It is kind of absurd how many people go, I didn't know you did a podcast. And I'm like, you liked Kev enough to start following his weird mate. Now you are, you know, watching my stuff regularly. And somehow you...
Bear in mind, when I did vlog, once a week for 5 years of daily vlogging, I would say, we're doing a podcast tonight, in the video. So it's not like it was ever a secret. Often, I would say at least once a month, I'd vlog myself sat here doing it. I'd just be like, I'm doing the podcast right now. I'm muted. They can't hear me. Look at me. I'm doing the podcast. So how they didn't notice, I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, genuinely most of the people that talk to me know of Pab and Anna as well. And it's like, well, if you know all four of us, how do you not know what we collectively do? It's very weird.
Well, Pab's just the extra who I wheel in for when we go to conventions.
Yeah, it gets them on the right trains and...
Yeah, Pab's the convention tour guide.
Yeah.
Oh, he wouldn't get anywhere without money. You.
He's just my carer for the weekend when we go to conventions. He keeps me on the straight and narrow. But yeah, Insomnia this weekend. It's going to be super duper duper. And that is what I've talked about, so no one notices I didn't play any games this week.
I mean, on the subject of games, I've been hammering Hollow Knight still. I said to you last week, I mean, I personally am loving it. It is fantastic. And I'd said to you last week, you should check it out.
I don't get it.
Sorry?
Yeah, Anna played it for an afternoon.
I don't get it.
Okay, I'm going to rescind my suggestion to Kev. I still think, Anna, if you had some sort of guide on where to go, you'd probably be all right. Like, if it told you exactly where you were supposed to go at each point, you'd enjoy it. But Kev would hate it. It is so hard. And... the amount of repetition that I've had to do where, like, I died, but basically you can only save on a bench, and you can only, if you die, you go back to this, like, these benches, and the bench is always like a minute's walk from the boss. So you die on the boss, and then you have to go from the bench to the boss, and your soul's there. You have to kill your soul to get all your money back that you've collected around the map. And then you fight the boss again, and then you die, and then you're back at the bench, and you have to walk back through and kill your soul again. And, I, you know, you might be familiar with the fact I really don't like repeating myself over and over again. So having to do that 10,
what?
12 times is very, very frustrating. But despite that, I'm really enjoying it. Despite that, I think it's fantastic, and it's rock hard, and it's not very... There was a point, I said earlier, I was streaming it tonight, and... I would say for half an hour, I was like, I don't really have any idea where I'm supposed to go. I thought where I was supposed to go was, I thought it was going to be a boss. And I'd spent the whole last stream, the end of the last stream, trying to get to it and dying and faffing and working my way through it. And when I got there, it wasn't a boss. It was like a bit of story. And then I was just kind of told to get on. Well, not told to get on with it. I just was left to get on with it. And I was like, well, where do I go now? So I started wandering around. And before I knew it, I'd stumbled across a whole extra new bit that I had missed before. And you know, that sent me off for the next couple of hours just on this tangent. But yeah, every now and again I would die, lose everything, and have to traipse back through, because every area you have to kind of find the map person, so the map person can sell you a map. You have to find the bench. There's this stag beetle, giant stag beetle thing that you ride around on the back of. You have to find the train station for that. Now there's trams in it. I've got to a point, so I've got to find the stag, the tram, the bench, and the map man. And there's usually like a seller in there or something selling stuff. And yeah, it's just, I'm really enjoying it. You're just basically going through each area, hunting the boss, hunting the seller, hunting those things, and figuring out what nonsense you got to do, what special moves you got to do. And it is really fun. And the one thing I did think, so every few years with this podcast, you hate something with a passion, and then suddenly within a few years, that's your thing. And so I was thinking maybe in a few years, Kev will be into hard games and he'll start grinding. It probably won't happen, but we said that about PC gaming and all sorts of other things, Pokemon, you know. If you are ever into hard games, you suddenly this will be a good one to do, because it's not it's hard, but very easy to control. So once you figure out what you're doing, it's not like I think I said this before, that with Mario Maker, I was getting really frustrated because I knew how to do the jump, but the game was just being clunky and wrong and failing on me. Whereas with the with this, it's landing exactly where I intend it to. When I press jump, it's reacting when I intend it to. It's doing the things I intend it to do. And it's only going wrong because I'm not understanding the patterns. Once I figure out the patterns, I'm in complete control. I had a boss earlier where I did it twice, died twice, and then the next time I went there, it only hit me once because I don't, like, you can be hit like six times before you die, I think. And it only hit me once because I just figured out where I could stand, what I could do, and I was just like, bang, 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 I'm going to kill you. So that is kind of how it is. It's just a puzzle each time, and once you figure it out, you do it. Whereas a lot of games, it's not. Or it tries to be like that, but it's excessively hard, and you've got to try and have these, you know, dexterous abilities. Which this isn't like that. I think there are going to be bosses in it where you have to be super dexterous, but I'm not going to do them. I think they're not compulsory ones. I will have a look at them. I'll give them a poke, but I think the main bosses are generally just hard until you throw them out. So yeah, in future when you become Kev the pro gamer and you suddenly start wanting to play hard games, that's when you should check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna speed run Dark Souls, I think.
There you go. But no, Anna, I do think if it said to you, because I think so, I had a thing in my chat where someone came in, Diav came in, one of my followers, Diav came in and said, like, you should go to this place, and then this other person came in and was like, don't backseat drive. It's not that kind of game. You've got to figure it out for yourself. And I was like, no, no, no. Don't tell them that. Like, I've already given permission for this. I need a bit of backseat driving sometimes, because I could sit here going around in circles for 4 hours and it'll be really boring and rubbish. But if someone just says to me, head towards the grass area or whatever, I know where that is. I'll go straight there, and then it'll be hard because I'm not very good at games. You know, I'll still struggle, but like, I'll get sick if I start going around in circles for an hour. It's ridiculous. So having someone just say to me, if you aim for the bottom right corner of this map, and that's it, I know what I'm doing, it's in my head, jobs are good, and that's what I think's made it even better. Like, I haven't got the patience to sit there and try and figure it out. But I also don't think it necessarily needs that level of figuring out if you're good at games, which you are, and I'm not good at games. You know, I think you would figure it out a lot quicker. You'd pick up on the gamey cues. I'm starting to pick up on its cues as a game. I'm starting to realise, actually, okay, you want me to head in this direction or whatever. But yeah, I think if you had a little rough guide of the early game, you'd probably get into it a bit more. The characters are really cute. It's got a lot of charm to it. They all make little noises. I think part of the game is saving these little caterpillar
worms.
Things. Yeah. Every time I save them, they go, family. And then there's a place where you can go and they're all like there cheering and excited because they're with their dad, who at the start of the game is just crying in a little room because all of his little babies are gone.
Pulled his curtains down.
But no, it's a great game. I'm really enjoying it. I don't know how far from the end I am now. I feel like I must be quite near the end. Like, it's probably maybe two streams worth until I've done the final boss, and then about eight streams of me trying to kill the boss. But
if you like them kind of games, you should try Ori. The Ori
series. Mm. Well, someone said to me, try Ori. And I said, well, I think my response was, I can't actually tell how to say that word. So now you've said Ori, I'll go with Ori. I was like, is it Ori? Is it Ori?
So I've always said Ori.
Ori.
Yeah, the first one got updated, so it does have an easier mode. I would definitely suggest that, because it does get really, really, like, not hard as in, like, it's just the mechanics in it sometimes, and you've got to be like quick as lightning on some of it. On the easy mode, it just gives you a bit more of a grace period of things.
Someone told me to try that, and someone else said they mentioned Unraveled, which I'd played in the past.
Unraveled's lovely.
That's not that difficult though. That's not one of them. Not one of them.
So he's already not really right, Metroid, quite hard.
Or he's more of a Metroidvania, so akin to.
There he is.
Akin to
your. But Ori is nice. I've played both of them.
Cuphead was the other one people suggested I play.
Cuphead, I was going to say Cuphead, give it a go. Because that's level-based. But it's hard.
I've just had a look through. I typed in games like Ori and Hollow Knight's there. And then a game I have played on this list. Oh, Celeste was another one people told me to play. Mm. I remember playing Child of Light back in the day on
I
Vita.
I love Child of Light.
That was a very pretty game. I think I completed that. I want to say I completed that.
Yeah, it's a bit more linear, I'd say, rather than a
yeah, it's not
an open world kind of map where you can just wander around where you want and do different pieces. Yeah.
I'm quite enjoying the kind of the vibes anywhere I can think of. Just yeah, I'm liking it. It's like people just sat there. We'll try and beat it. There's always a moment where I get to just shout yeah because I've done it. And yeah, it's fun. It's good. I'm enjoying the kind of just sitting down and playing it and working through it. But I'm hoping that other games will come out. I was thinking about getting Kirby. I was like, Kirby looks and sounds really good. It's meant to be rock hard, and it's like Mario Odyssey, Mario Galaxy style, but Kirby. And I think previous Kirby games I'd always found quite difficult because they didn't really give you much to go on. But this new one looks pretty decent. I don't know if any of you have actually played it or
I have it.
Kirby? No, not me. Anna played it a little bit, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got it. It's all right. It's hard, like you said. It's like a few levels and then a boss fight, and they're quite tricky. I just think all games like on Nintendo, the boss fights, if you don't know what it's doing, like you have to learn it, then they're quite hard. But when you learn them, it's easy. But Kirby's lovely. Like you said, it is like Mario Odyssey. Kind of you pick something up, you take on that ability, so yeah, definitely try it. It's
I remember you saying now, sorry, yeah. I remember
the demo. There is a demo on the Switch, so
there is a demo.
Yeah,
right.
Give it a go.
It's a good shout. But yeah, that is me for the week. I kept thinking, play something else, and I was like, no, I'm not going to be beholden to this podcast. I'm going to play what I want. So I'm still chipping away at bloody Guardians of the Galaxy. I need to just complete it. I need to sit and do it. I just haven't. I need to sit and just finish the game, and then I can say that's one squared off. But no, I've had a decent week playing Hollow Knight. It's very good, and I'm looking forward to the bringing out the next one in the near future, which I think I touched on last week. But that's been sort of hinted at hopefully this year, maybe next, and all of this. So hopefully that'll be at like EGX. We'll go to EGX and that'll be there, and I'll be like, hey, I know what this is. That's my hope for EGX early. But yeah, I'll let Kev request an advert, I think, and then you lot can talk about your actual games.
Give me an advert!
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
There we go. Done.
It's very strange hearing you say that in the other room and then hear it through my ears. It's
You're
very
welcome.
Bizarre. I don't understand. It's like, I don't know, it's just weird that I can hear you and then hear it.
It's even stranger that people who experienced the advert had like a 2-minute gap between me saying it, so their gap was even longer. And then you were complaining, oh, I've only just heard it. Well, there was an entire advert that was played in between. This is madness.
I know what I mean. I've
always said it.
You
don't
two need
that.
To talk about video games now. People get adverts.
Most people don't.
I mean, how are we getting paid all this money then?
We haven't been paid in months.
That's a good point. That needs dealing with. I ain't doing this nonsense for free.
No. Yeah, so Pabby, you had a busy week?
Not really. You want to know what I've played, or you just want to know in general?
Well, yeah, that'd be nice.
Either or, mate. You do you. You know.
I don't know. I'm not really. It's been pretty much a regulation week, standard week. Not a lot.
Fortnite and Elden Ring.
I've not touched Fortnite this season yet.
You've not played the no build?
I've not played no build. I've not done anything. I keep being tempted to, but I haven't done. Elden Ring has just kind of taken over everything. I feel like I'm... close to, if not over, the 100-hour mark now. I've not played a ton of it this week. But I felt myself getting into a lull of it, and I thought this could be where I kind of like kind of peter out of playing it and slow down on it. But then I found a snowy area, and now I've like it's kind of picked up again a little bit, and I've played some more things, and I've looked up some things of like certain things that I've seen, and I kind of go, okay, I want to go and get whatever that is. So I do continue to play Elden Ring. I think I was level 191, which is silly because I don't think you should be much over 120, I don't think. But anyway, Elden Ring continues to be Elden Ring, continues to be, as it stands right now, the best game I've played this year. But yeah, I have played a couple of other things this week. I've started playing. I've got two things which are potentially dangerous things that have rabbit holes that will suck you in. And
I don't get sucked into rabbit holes, so I don't need to worry.
Yeah, but yeah. Not suggestible as you think, Pabby.
Oh, in fact, before that, I have a game to put. I'm doing my due diligence before Kev tells me off for something in 6 months' time and goes, why didn't you tell me about this? I am
actually going to tell me about something.
I'm putting a game on his radar that might interest you. Might. Look it up. It is called 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. It came out on Switch last week. It's been out on PlayStation.
There's a lot of syllables there, Abby.
It came out on PS4. A little while ago, but if you look it up,
oh, top hats!
People love this game, and it's a bit anime, a bit turn-based.
Published by Atlus, that's a good sign.
Turn-based, like strategy. It's like a strategy, you know.
13 high school students in a fictionalized 1980s Japan dragged into a futuristic war between mechas and hostile kaiju in a non-linear narrative. Give me this.
Give it a look. I saw it.
What can I buy it on? Switch.
It came out on Switch. That's what prompted me to tell you because it was...
Get this in my Switch.
It was on PS4 beforehand. But yeah, give it a look at least. Don't. All I'm saying is just look it up. Don't just go leaping in saying I've told you to get it because
already bought it.
Oh, Kevin.
I haven't actually, but God. I might do.
Look it up.
I'm looking at it.
Investigate.
It's got top hats.
Yeah, well, that's something. But games I have actually played, which have seemed potentially dangerous, Lost Ark. I've played about 4 or 5 hours of Lost Ark now. A friend of mine has been telling me I should play it for a while and then convinced me to play it with them the other day. So it's a MMO action RPG. So it's top-down kind of based like Diablo. But it's an MMO. And it's free to play. So there's no real barrier to entry, just to give it a go. And so far I've played it and it seems all right. It genuinely does seem okay for what it is. There is a lot of things, it throws a lot of things at you. It's a lot of things. And to be fair, I skipped a lot of things as well. I just ignored a lot of things. I just kept pushing, just kept going through the quest stuff. And doing stuff, not really paying attention, but I'm just kind of clicking my character around, and then just pushing some of my keys to activate my powers, and that makes the baddies go away, and the numbers go up, and then you level up, and you get to put some skills in, and that was fun, that was all right, and then the chance to be able to like join a clan and a guild and a party and what have you, and then play with your friends seems potentially fun. So it's kind of like gameplay of Diablo but with the not sensibilities of an MMO, but like you can like do raid. There's all raid stuff and all different things that you can do, like as if it was an MMO, but it plays like Diablo. So it's, I don't know. It seemed all right for what it was. Like I said, it's free to play. It's from, I think Amazon Games published it or whatever it is. So it's been quite. I know it's been out for a few months now, I think. I want to say it came out at the start of the year, maybe. And it was just...
It's what Jack wanted to play, wasn't it, Kevin?
It's Kevin. It's Jack.
From your people that play games.
Oh, little Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played that. That's why we had to cut the network game short 1 week.
Because he wanted to play... Lost that. It was very popular initially, and servers were insanely like packed out.
It had long queues, did it not?
Yes,
like,
yes. Yeah, server queues were crazy. That. Yeah, you were similar to New World, where it was apparently I've got 25 hours in that game. I think I've played about two or three of those hours. The rest of the time I've been sat in a queue.
Wow.
So. I was burned by New World, and I was just like, nope, not touching Lost Ark. And apparently the servers are all better now, and there's fewer people just kind of rush the servers and get on there. Yeah, it seemed all right for what it was. It seemed okay. I was just running around as like some sort of, I think I was a mage. And you create all your characters. You create all your, there's all sorts of different, there's several different classes, and there's several different, like, you can create your character, and then there's all these cosmetics and stuff you can buy. There's obviously things for money because it's free to play. It does throw a lot of that stuff kind of at you, from what I saw of, like, there's all these different currencies, I think. It felt like that. Maybe I was just rushing through it and not really paying attention to what it was, but it was okay for what it was. I didn't hate it, and I haven't uninstalled it. That's something, at least. And the other one that I did play this evening, I haven't played much of this, but I can tell this is going to be... This should be on your radar, and this should be... This is kind of addictive. So this is a game called Vampire Survivors, and I'm guessing you haven't heard of that game before.
Very arrogant presumption for you to make.
Have you heard of it before?
Vampire Survivors is a roguelike shoot 'em up role playing video game produced and developed by Luca Galanti, also known as Ponkle.
It was released in early access on December.
Yes.
Yeah, you're an idiot, Pav. You've made a fool of yourself there. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Ponkle.
Yeah.
Okay. Good old Ponkle. I call him Ponkleberry because I like to extend names rather than shorten them.
That is true, you do that. So Vampire Survivors is again, pixel art kind of top-down game where it is like a twin-stick shooter, but the shooting is automatic and just kind of, you just fires in the direction that you're moving. So all you have to do is, from what I can tell on the controller, because I think it's only controller, I might be wrong, but you only move the analog stick. There is no other buttons. All you do is just move the analog stick around and it just does the firing for you, and then waves of enemies just kind of slowly kind of saunter their way to you, and it's all like, initially it's like bats and then zombies and mummies and witches and all different like kind of monsters, just kind of start, ghosts I think it was, and these kind of sidle away to you, and there's a timer at the top of the screen. And you have 30 minutes to complete this game, and then death comes for you, who's invincible and will kill you. And the more time that goes on, it gradually gets harder. The waves get harder to beat. And each time you are doing this, you kill the enemies, you get gems. And every time you get the gems, and you there's a bar across the top, and you have to fill that bar up to get it to like level up, so to speak. And you've got three options to pick from of like what you can level up. It's like there's like a weapons, health maybe, or maybe armor or something like that. There's all sorts of different unlocks and different things you can level up. All that things get random each time. And then you pick that, and then you go again, and you go again, and you just keep going until you die. And then with that, there's also, I think there's gems and there's actual money. And then each time you earn money, there is a shop back in the main menu. You can buy things and you can upgrade your character from there. So you can upgrade like certain weapons, you can upgrade like speed or health or certain abilities. And you just keep chipping money into that and then go back out and do another run. And I've only played a bit, 3 runs of it, and I immediately went, okay, I can see why this is, people are kind of like loving this game, because it's very easy just to put on, have a quick game of it and just put it down, go and do what else you were doing. You've got 10 minutes, go and have a go. You've got half an hour, see if you can beat it, because you've got half an hour to beat it anyway, regardless. You can't go longer than 30 minutes without having to start again. So yeah, it also, I didn't mention, it's £2 on Steam. It's early access, so I think there's 3 levels currently, and there's obviously more coming with, you unlock characters over time, so there's multiple different characters that'll start with different weapons and stuff like that. And I think there's like 12 different characters or something like that. There's a lot of characters from what I could see. But yeah, it's one of them games that I feel like is going to be, you're going to hear about it, I think, a lot more the more it goes on. And like I say, for the £2 or £3, whatever it is, I think it's £2.10 or something like that. It is worth it just for that. I mean, it is worth it for when the Steam Deck comes out and it's a game to play in bed before Steam Deck comes out, when the Steam Deck becomes available, I mean. Yeah. That is what I'm thinking, more for that kind of thing. Because I mean, if this came to Switch, it would do absolute numbers for me. It would anyway. But yeah, those are pretty much the 3 games that I've played this week.
Terrific, Anna. What about you?
What have I played? So I tried Hollow Knight. I don't understand it. Don't get it. There's no direction to it.
Yeah, it's Sheepdog's fault.
I kept getting splattered by this bug that just drove me insane. I wanted to throw my controller because I knew what I was supposed to do, but I couldn't do it. And then I found this big fat guard thing, and that killed me. I was like, no, I can't be bothered. I keep going around this same loop over and over and over again. And I just went, nope, and turned it off. Because I have it on the Switch, I have it on PlayStation. So I played it on the PlayStation. I just couldn't do it. But I remember playing this a long time ago. I got like 4 hours in, and I remember there was this like, it looked like a mole, and it had a shell, and I had someone give me like a shield, I want to say. But can I find that person? No.
I mean, I haven't got a shield 15 hours in, so I don't think there's a shield.
it gives me something, but I remember
there's a bloody shield,
it,
I ain't using it.
Because there was this thing that looked like an armoured mole, and I had to get past it, and I couldn't. Because every time I got near it, it would curl up, and if I went away from it, it would shoot orange stuff at me, and then I would die very quickly. So I don't remember how I got past it, but I have I was playing it. I was like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I just didn't have time for it. But I would like, it is like Ori and both of them. I love them games. They're so beautiful, so beautiful. And then I played Wonderlands. I'm on the final boss and cannot complete it because I need some weapons that will complete, like, take out that boss, and I don't have any of the elements that's going to take it out. It is so hard. Like, I got it to its, like, second form, and it would just annihilate me. And I tried about 5 or 6 times. I was like, no, I can't bother. Looked it up, I need corrosive and electric weapons. So I'm going to grind for them. I think I've done every available side quest. I've done everything like that. I've done, I think, every obelisk, which is like a big, like it's like a little boss arena where a bunch of enemies come, like Horde, like just loads of enemies come at you, and then you get a boss and then you kill that. So I'm very, like, I'm at the end of the game, but I need these weapons. I hit the level cap. So the level cap at the moment is 40. So I hit that. So when you get skill points, like, because you get two classes, you start off with one class and then, like, halfway through you're given a second class. You're 40. I'd say you get about 50 skill points because they give you extra ones. But 50 is not enough for every skill in them two trees. Not at all. So pick wisely. Like, you can go to, like, a change station. I think there's only one, like, where you can change, like, your what you look like. And in there you can respec if you want to. I did that once because I think it was called, like, glass cannon. And I didn't quite understand what that meant. And that would take... You'd start off with a shield or ward, as they call it, and as soon as that was depleted, that was it. You won't get your shield back. And I was like, I cannot live like this. So I had to go and respec and get rid of that skill, because why? Who wants to play like that? That's no fun whatsoever. So yeah, after you get to the skill cap thing, you go to, like, I want to say, like, ultra or something, and this is like making your like certain skills higher. So, like, I had a spore creature, so I could put skills in him to make him more, like, health and sturdy and ready to go. So I'm doing that. They're very weird because you can only pick four skill trees. But you can only pick one skill, and then you go around clockwise. So you have to, like, do three more until you get back to, like, your spore creature or your gun damage. It's very strange. I don't know how to explain it. But for the first, like, 10 levels, I was like, what now? I'm doing what? How does this work? I wish they would have, like, little videos to show you what they mean, because I had no idea what was going on. So I need to farm. I need to go and grind. I have a few more of these ultra levels and find the weapons that are the elements that I need for that. I did start again on my other profile from the beginning, just different people, just playing, just, you know, doing my thing on my other, because I like the trophy ping. I really enjoy when a trophy drops. I don't even know why, but I do. So I played that, and then I sat there yesterday. I was like, right, I want something to play that I have. I don't know what I want. I want, like, a Fallout game. I want, like, an Outer Worlds game. So I'm now playing... I was already, like, 15 hours in Mass Effect Andromeda on the Xbox.
Oh,
maniac.
Yep.
Okay. I saw you on Facebook say you've been playing this, and I thought, save it for Anna then.
I turned it on. So it was already on my Xbox. It's been there for ages. Because I had that whole Mass Effect a few months ago when I played all three of them, Legendary Edition, loved that, and I wanted to play Andromeda, and I turned it on and there was no ground. There was assets, like there was a satellite and there was bushes and trees, but there was no ground. It was just blue. It looked so broken. I was like, oh no. Like, I was on a platform. If I stepped on that platform, I was on the ground, but there was no ground. There was no texture. It was just blue. Everything was blue except for assets that were dotted around. And I was like, yeah, you're not supposed to look like this. So I reloaded it. That sorted out. And I just loaded it up. I was like, oh no. So I don't think they're supporting this game anymore because, oh my God, I've been plagued with issues. So I started off with that one. And then, with Mass Effect, you land on a planet and... The planets are like they're not in the best shape. Like, they will kill you if you stay out too long. So when you first go to this, the first, like, EOS, I think it's called, you can't go to certain areas because of radiation, which is fine. That's how the story goes. So when I started it back up, I had to go back to EOS because the radiation had cleared and I could venture out further. So I ventured out further, went to do this mission. Basically, I had to drill the ground with, like, these big drills that you just place and then you tunnel off your way, go and do this, that and the other. And then it ends in a boss fight, right? And it was a big boss. Like, I was watching, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I didn't even know this was in the game. I thought it would have been talked about. Because it's quite impressive, like, an impressive boss. Like, you wouldn't expect that to be in this game. Anyway, so I played it, I took it down, went to its head, interfaced with it, and it shot off into the sky. Bob's your uncle, I've done that. Off I toddle. It's gone to another mission, but in the corner it's saying, interface with the boss. I'm like, yeah, I've done that. And yeah, and I kept deleting that. I was like, no, I've done that. But it would just keep, I couldn't get rid of it because I hadn't done the mission. And I for like half an hour, I went back on my saves. I tried to reload the game, reload the Xbox. Nothing. I could do nothing. And the only thing I could do for it to do what it needed to do was have to go back and start when I loaded it up the first time, which was like 2.5 hours lost because of this bug. I did it again. I interfaced with it. It shot up into the sky and it had done. I was like, yes, done it. So off I toddle, went to this mission. There was just the enemies caught in it are called Ket, and there was some Ket over there. So it was just like a normal base, nothing fancy. It was just a normal one. As you go around, there's like these camps that you go over there, shoot them. And one of my companions was stuck in the loop of, watch out, there's enemies. And she wouldn't get out of that animation. I couldn't fast travel. I couldn't get her to just stop it. So I had to reload my game again, which means I had to do the boss again for her to get out of her stupid loop. And oh my God, I'm still playing it. I'm still going on. So I've now finished the first planet. There's nothing on there now that I, at the moment, don't need to do. So now I've gone to an ice planet where I can see nothing because it's ice. So I need to go around. Because basically the way you get all the bad weather to go away is go to these obelisks, do a puzzle with, like, it's like Sudoku, where you have to instead of numbers, it's just patterns, and you have to make sure they're not in the lines and, you know, in the boxes. So you have to do a Sudoku puzzle, and then that there's like lights come out and point you towards the other ones that are on the planet, and then when you do them, hopefully you go to a big vault underground, kill some like enemies, and then you press a button, and then you have to like haul your butt out of that vault as fast as you can because there's a big light coming at you that will terraform that planet and make it livable. Because you can't, like the one I'm on now, because of the, it's like, you know, like No Man's Sky, like if you're on a planet that's too hot or too cold, your life only lasts like so long. My, on this one, because it's so cold, I can only stay outside for an amount of time and then I have to get back in my car. The car in this game, I swear to God, it's got, there's mountains everywhere, right? And sometimes there's missions that are on top of mountains. Now, mountains are hard to get up, obviously, in a car. That's just physics. But if you put this car on, like, I don't even know what it is, like, all-terrain mode, I don't know. It literally sticks to the wall. Like, I can go at, like, I don't know, 45... 85 degree wall, and I'll stick to it if it's in that mode to get to the nav points is excellent. It was only sounds like, I need to get there. I cannot jump up there. I cannot drive up there. How do I get over there? So I was like, come on, my trusty car thing. Get me there. And I just, like, gingerly went out there. Because if I fall, it's fine. The car's indestructible. So I'm there, and it's just stuck to the wall like a chameleon. Just like, and it's got, I got there. So, yeah, I love this car. It's better than the one in, is it one? I want to say one was just a pain in the butt. Yep. But this one is excellent. So, yeah, I'm just going through this, doing every mission on the planet just because. I don't even know why. I just looked, because I wanted to play Outer Worlds, and I tried the, oh, God, I tried. This was yesterday, Kevin, so I wasn't doing it today when your stream was messing up. But I tried the, he was like, he phoned me up, I was like, are you down there? I was like, no, I'm not down there, I'm just playing Mass Effect, just like quietly in the living room, not bothering anybody. But yesterday, I tried the streaming of a game for, for Outer Worlds, because like it's on Game Pass, but I didn't want to wait for it, so I just wanted to play it. Yeah, I won't go down that road again. It was awful. It looked awful. It played awful. I won't be streaming games again like that. That's no. I'll just wait for them to install. It's not. It looks like, I don't know how to explain. It looks like it's coming through a filter. Do you know what I mean? You know, like how you've got HD now, but when your video drops down to like 360? I don't know. But it just looked like it was fuzzy, and I didn't like that. Because normally that game's really crisp and shiny and new. Through the streaming, it was not great. Like, it was in beta, and I can see the technology behind it and how it's good for, but I'd just rather install and then play and know it's stable. Because, like, today I was playing Mass Effect, and I turned it, like, it turned off because Andy was watching his thing, so my Xbox, I don't know why, but after like half an hour, 45 minutes, it would just turn off, and it'll be in that state where you just turn it on again and you're back into the game. But I did that, and it just kept going, you need to be on the internet to play this game. I'm like, I don't want to be on the internet, it's a single player game. No, you still have to be on the internet to play this game. I'm like, but I don't want to go on the internet, I just want to play the game. But I had to sign in. I think it's because it's a Game Pass game, and he wanted to check out Game Pass, which is ridiculous. Just, I have Game Pass, or it wouldn't play. It wouldn't be in standby mode. Stupid game. So yeah, I think that's it. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's it. Just Wonderlands and Mass Effect. Because that's how I am. I want to finish it because it is a good game, even though, like I've just said, like a bunch of like wrongs. I just think I've got a weird thing going on, but like it's in there with your Mass Effect, and it's got like the same characters and races, and I just think I need to play it and get ready for the next one. Because I like Mass Effect, and like they've updated it. There's still that awful line in it at the start. My face hurts or something. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, there's a whole meme on it for this Cassandra woman. Like, I wish they would take that out because it just ruins it. I don't even like her in my game. I wish she would go away. But she's like, oh, we need to come with you to see the Asari. I'm like, do you need to be there? Like, I just don't like her. But you can romance her if you want, but no, thank you, I don't want to. But yeah, I want to get it out of my system because I like it. It's not the same, but I just want to get it out of my system because then I have to think about it again because, yeah, I don't know what it is. I just need to play it and finish it, and then I have to think about it again until the next Mass Effect comes out, which will be about, 5 years? But Mass Effect, if you're lucky. Is good. I know. Dragon Age hasn't even come out yet. Like, when was the last Dragon Age? 20, 13, I want to say. Like, it was a long time ago, Inquisition. I did like Inquisition. People should play that. It was very good. But that's... is it EA? Mass yes. Effect. Like, EA gets a lot of flack, but... Yeah. Not BioWare, isn't it? Or EA?
Yes, BioWare, who's the studio makes it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go and play it on Andromeda. It's really good. Because I think the Legendary Edition's now on Game Pass as well, isn't it? So
it is some part of EA Play? EA...
Now?
EA Play?
Every time you... I mean, you've started this about 50 times now, and I always think, I should probably play it.
You don't play it at all?
I have it, and I played it for, like, I want to say, like, 6, 7, 8 hours. But I've said many times on the podcast, I got lost. I ended up... I remember I went into a cave and then suddenly all these like videos were playing with characters I didn't recognise, all screaming at me to get out of this cave, and a whole thing of dramatic, the cave was falling apart thing was going on, and I was like, I don't know who any of you are. Like, I've like skipped forward to some beat in the game that I'm not ready for yet. Like, I literally hadn't done anything in the cave. I didn't know why the whole crew were there or anything. Just triggered somehow. It was obviously a bug, but... It made me feel like my save was probably janky. It was like, I hate saying that word. Sorry.
Said it.
People tell me to stop saying it. But I just felt like the save was probably dud. And it put me off continuing. Then I was like, oh, well, now I don't know what's the game being dud and what's me being dud. So, one day
definitely
I'll get back
you
to
being
it.
Dead.
The game is sneaky, though, because I remember it coming out on that 10-hour trial, and it ended right on, like, where everything, like, not everything is explained, but you understand what's happening in that whole 10 hours. I'm like, no! So, yeah, it drew me in, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it, and now I have to play it. I have to know what happens. I just want to see if anything of the old Mass Effect is in it. Like, if there's, like, the character, like, the races are there, but nothing is ever mentioned about what happened. Like, I don't know if it's a prequel. I don't know if it could, because you're going from, like, the Milky Way to Andromeda. Like, do they know each other? How did they get there? Where are the Mass Effect relays? So I don't understand the history. I don't know where it sits. So I think I need to go and look at the history and see where Andromeda sits in the timeline, because there's nothing ever mentioned about the mass relays, and do you know about them? Is this it's a whole thing that I need to understand, because I don't understand it. I know they went to sleep for a very long time and then they got to Andromeda, which is like a star system like the Milky Way. So yeah, good game, well, except for the bugs, but I've been enjoying it. It's different, but you still got all your gubbins in there, but that's me done.
Excellent. Well, we'll wrap things up there then, boys and girls, because some of us need our beauty sleep so that we can be up nice and early for shenanigans tomorrow. So we will wrap it up there. If you want to follow us on the internet, you can do that by following at MGUK Podcast or at Lelujo for just little old me.
You can find me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.